basing the project on a methodology that was developed in Denmark by the Technical University of Denmark back in the 80s and 90s. And it's a numerical wind atlas we're making, a wind atlas that will make it possible to assess wind resources from a wind turbine or a wind farm anywhere in the country or in the modeled area, which is part of the country at the moment.
How useful will this be for people who are planning wind farms?
It will be very useful. It is freely accessible in the public domain, so anyone can go to the website, download the data. Any professional in the world will know how to apply the information available on the project websites. It's a standard wind atlas file. Its database is available. You can access information at every 5 by 5 kilometers throughout the domain. That is around 15,000 grid points, and each grid point there will be information similar to what you would have if you have a measurement mast there.
Is it often the case that without mapping resources like this, that wind farms are placed in areas that aren't necessarily optimum?
That's correct, and this is what this will be very useful to help prevent the hope that this will definitely help identify the better project areas as opposed to the less good project areas. And it's essential that this money go where the project investments are spent in the best possible way. It's best for everybody.
With projects like this, when you're releasing the data publicly, do you find that it creates a race?
The private sector has been racing themselves for quite a while. It's the hope that this project will be a platform so that more effort is going into refinement, improvements, quality than actually racing. Although, of course, I appreciate the private sector race for money and for grabbing the best sites. For the public, it's important that the projects are good, that the money is spent well, and that the right locations are exploited, and that the technology is the best possible choice.
Will this project and the mapping, will it provide an assessment of cost effectiveness?
No, it doesn't include any tool for the financial assessment or economic assessment. It is purely a wind resource map. It's a wind resource database, a guidance as to how to use that database to get the best possible assessment of the resources and the energy production potential. But the rest of it, like the choice of technology, technical specification of the wind turbines, economic assessment and so on, is not part of the package offered. It is elsewhere. It's other projects and other people who are doing it.
This project could also actually identify sites in South Africa that have been poorly placed already.
It doesn't make a relative assessment of things. What is poor and what is not poor depends on criteria chosen for deciding whether it's poor or not. And this doesn't include criteria for choosing whether a site is poor or not. That is not our business. Our business is to provide facts about what are the wind resources. This is it.